The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's a Friday. It's Bob Burney Live. And of course, that means we throw caution to the wind. We allow just about anybody to call and talk about just about any topic on Fridays. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Maybe you just want to get something off your chest. It's about time we open up the state. We shouldn't open up the state. Or something in between. I'll just say this. Joy and I had such an exciting morning. Oh, my goodness, it was so exciting. We like to eat out. We've never eaten out in an extravagant way, and we don't eat out at extravagant places. We often share a meal, but I don't want to give the wrong impression, but it's something we enjoy doing, and we're empty nesters. It's just the two of us, and we have always enjoyed eating out. Well, with the whole shutdown, shelter-at-home thing, restaurants closing, we've done quite a bit of takeout, but we have eaten at home probably much more in the last 2 months than we have in the last 10 years, probably, although my wife is an exceptional cook. But anyway, we have really missed eating out. And we've developed some pretty close relationships to servers and even cooks, and we're on first-name basis, and we've got our favorite little haunts that we hang out at. And we've missed that. We miss seeing our friends, because we really do consider them to be friends. And so today was the first day that restaurants were open for outside dining. Well, one of our favorite places in Westerville, just a little hole in the wall, has an outdoor patio, and it's even covered. So had it rain. But anyway, first thing this morning, I was up and out the door, and I went through a very quick weight loss plan. It's the quickest I have ever lost weight in my life. I went to my barber. After all this time, my hair has never been this long, ever. I mean, it was long. And, you know, some people look really good with long hair. Some people really do. I look really bad. I don't know that I look good with short hair. But anyway, it was really bugging me. So this morning, first thing out the door, I got my hair cut. Oh, it was so good. Lost probably 10 pounds. Called Joy. I'm on my way. Let's go. I come home, get Joy, and we head to, again, one of our favorite little places there in Westerville. Walked into their patio. First customers. We were the first customer, and they had shut down completely. They tried takeout for a few days, and it just wasn't worth it. So they had shut down completely. And so anyway, we walk in, first customers in, what, 2 months or whatever. And our server that we know well saw us, and it was like a family reunion. She was so excited to see us, and we were excited to see her, and had a couple of omelets, best omelets in the world. Seriously, best omelets in the world. Our little place there in Westerville. If you want to know, private message me, and I'll tell you where it is. Anyway, we actually had breakfast at a restaurant. It was fun. It was cool. It was really great. So anyway, we had a good morning, got some other things accomplished, and we had an exciting morning. Isn't it interesting the things we take for granted? Like going to a little restaurant for breakfast. You know, just, hey, where do you want to go for breakfast this morning? I don't know. Let's go. I don't know. We were there last week, you know. Well, maybe we could go. I don't know. I'm not hungry for that. And when they open up, wow. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We had a good morning. I got to get to this story. You're going to be hearing a lot in the next few weeks about the November election, and you're going to hear the liberal left, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the whole bunch are going to be screaming, yelling, shouting, pleading, we got to go to a mail-in election. Mail-in only. We've got to do it. The COVID, who knows what's going to be happening? You know, we could have another pandemic this fall, and we got to have an election, so let's just do a complete mail-in election. Now, here's the reason why. Fraud. Fraud. It is hard to imagine any form of voting where fraud would be more prevalent than mail-in election. Mail-in ballots. Can I give you an example? You know that our last primary here in Ohio, the day before the primary, the governor and Dr. Acton, how in the world the director of the Department of Health had any say whatsoever over the election? That's something that's going to have to be discussed. But anyway, the day before the election, no, can't have it. All of a sudden, remember how confusing it was? And so it was determined mail-in only primary. Now, we figured out a way to pack people into Lowe's, Home Depot, Kroger's, Giant Eagle, and even liquor stores. We figured out how to do that safely, but we couldn't figure out how to get people into a polling station. Well, anyway, here's a story out of Dayton. Now, get this. One small area of Ohio. We have 88 counties in Ohio. This story deals with six counties out of 88. This is from the Dayton Daily News. You ready? Here it is. 9,000 voters who requested absentee ballots to vote in last week's primary election in six local counties didn't get a ballot because their request was either mailed too late or improperly filled out, a Dayton Daily News analysis found. Montgomery County Board of Elections Deputy Director Steve Harsman said, there's a ton of them. estimating between 1,500 and 2,000 requests came to his office alone. He said, I'd like to have had them on Friday, April 24th, but we could have processed them, but it's just too many. Quote, a larger number of requests came in on time, but were missing needed information. So they didn't count. Quote, the majority of people who think they requested ballots but didn't get them probably had something wrong with their ballot, and they just didn't get with us. But listen to this. Even voters who met the deadline and provided proper information didn't necessarily get their ballots on time because of the realities of snail mail. Bottom line, the story goes on. It's a long, long story from the Dayton Daily News. But here's the bottom line. In just six of Ohio's 88 counties, there were 9,000 people who were disenfranchised for their vote. Think about that. And the primary turnout was pretty small because it was mail-in only. Six counties, 9,000 people wanted to vote. Many of them thought they voted, and their vote was not counted. Wow. And the Democrats want us to go to a complete mail-in election this November. It cannot, it must not happen. It must not happen. All right, quick break. We'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, let's go immediately to the phones. First up today is Michael in Columbus. Michael, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am well, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'd actually be honest to say I'm happy not to have to be in Westerville anymore because I did that mail there for almost 30 years.
you delivered mail?
In Westerville.
Yeah. No kidding. Did you ever deliver to my house?
I don't think you were as far over as Sankus and Moselle.
No. No, not quite.
When you had to,
yeah.
Except when you had to drive over to get on the radio.
Yeah, well, I drive by the intersection of Sankus and Lazelle twice every day at least. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, you reminded me of something when you were mentioning that the mail fraud thing on the vote.
Yeah.
And I actually had something that happened on the mail route. And this was not last election, but the one, two of them before that, when Obama was running.
Yeah.
Somebody got three of them for one person.
You're kidding.
Maiden name, the previous marriage name, and the new her new marriage name.
So the same person got three ballots.
Three ballots.
Wow.
Yeah,
because
they put them back in the box to send them back out.
Oh my goodness, Michael!
So that stuff does go on.
Sure it does. Sure it does. And that's why the liberal left wants mail-in voting. The potential for fraud is enormous and almost impossible to regulate. Almost impossible. Michael, thanks, man. Go ahead.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
I appreciate it, and I love mail carriers. I do. Thank you, and God bless you for your service, and I mean that sincerely. All right, let's go to Tim in Westerville. Hey, Tim, you're next up. You're on Bobberty Live.
Hello.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am blessed beyond measure.
I guess that haircut feels really good.
It sure does. Oh, my goodness. It felt so good. You know, I've got the tiny little pieces of hair on my neck, and that even feels good.
Wait a minute. That's going a little far.
Actually, I had Joy get, you know, a lint thing, tape thing, and get that off because it was irritating. But anyway, it feels wonderful. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say one thing. You talk about restaurants. If you ever want some entertainment, look up any Mexican restaurant. I don't care what it is. And look at the reviews. And there's always some terrible ones. I mean, people go off the rail when they review Mexican restaurants with the negative.
I know.
It could be the best Mexican restaurant in the world, but there's always one or two that it's funny.
No, it's true. Anyway. It's true. Our favorite Mexican restaurant closed down through this. No takeout, no nothing. I have no idea whether they have a tiny, tiny little patio, so I don't know whether they're going to open until next week, but we've missed them. All right, you wanted to talk about scientists.
Yeah, I went to a good school, one of the top high schools in the nation. And I ended up teaching science a little bit in high school.
Yeah?
And it's so much nonsense. You know, well, all the scientists agree, blah, blah, blah. Well, right there, just that statement is unscientific. You never... determine something scientifically by having a vote. I mean, that's anti-science. As soon as they say that, that's anti-science.
Well,
why do you think they have peer review when somebody does an experiment?
Right,
it's got to be peer review. Why is that?
Well, I can't answer. You'll have to ask a scientist.
Well, the bottom line, you don't have to be brilliant to figure this stuff out.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point I keep making, just a little bit of common sense.
People cheat. Even scientists cheat.
Yeah.
Years ago, they had a scientist, a tabletop fusion, cold fusion, and it made the news. Oh, this endless source. Well, the problem was, good scientists, I guess, but nobody could repeat it.
Yeah, right.
That's why you have peer review.
Yeah, it's like the guy who invented a car that would run on nothing but water. Remember that? Yeah. Hey, Tim, I got to go. I'm out of time, but thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Please call again and have a great weekend. All right, when we come back, David Ann Wilson, the co-host of Family Life Today, will be joining me when we return.